So.
This is don't tell her.
This is out of control. This is out of control. I don't know how. I don't know why Dr. Callis
was like, wow,
to
he was cutting you off beforehand. Maybe that's a little bit rough, but now
out of control. Here we
don't
are.
Tell her I said that.
We are on Rabbi Yehuda Maksir B'Katan, which is approximately 13 lines, give or take 13 lines down on the page, and we will get to Mirtz Hashem, the top, very very top of Chafim and Beis. So this should be a very very quick limud. And for the most part, straightforward until we get to the very end, which is slightly complicated, but otherwise very straightforward. Rabbi Yehuda Maksir B'Katan says the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda is Maksir B'Katan. He says that a Katan can read the Megillah, and okay, we discussed last time whether that is a din b'diyeved or even the chadchila. And with that, we conclude Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. I will see you guys on Thursday. It's getting over. It's the same jokes. I just repeat my jokes over and over. People still laugh.
Comedians do it all the time.
We have comedians do it all the time. Like it's Jerry Seinfeld's doing the same thing for 30 years.
We haven't had a ton of Rabbanan in a long time.
We have not had one of those because we haven't had anybody new.
And concluding
and
Duff,
we're losing
whatever.
Old people, so I don't know what's going to be with this year.
Concluding Amud whatever is only for Zeb. It's not when anyone else comes late. It's only Zeb.
Anyway, we begin. Rabbi Yehuda Maksir B'Katan. Tanya, the Brisa says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Katan Ayisi. Okay, this is the same Rabbi Yehuda who said that a Katan can read the Megillah. He says, Katan Ayisi, when I was a young boy, Bikurasi Alamalim me Rabbi Tarfon, who's a Canaan, but Lud, I read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakanim in Lud. So he was, I guess he was in the airport, and I guess he was waiting for his...
He had a Starbucks.
He had a Starbucks. He was waiting for his his flight, and he decided to read the Megillah in front of the Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakanim.
After he went to duty free, of course.
Of course, right. After his post duty free, of course.
He's on the train in Lud.
What? He's on the train. Okay. Amar lo, they said to him. So this is the raya, he says, a raya that a katan should be able to read it, because he said, I read it in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakanim, and they said nothing about it. They said it was fine. So what do they say? Amar lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a good raya. Ein mavin raya min a katan. You can't bring a raya from a katan. Meaning, your memory is very foggy. Okay, right now you're like 69 years old. You're like a geezer. So like you don't remember what it was like when
you're
you were
almost dead. When you're waiting to die.
You know, you're thinking when you were 10 that Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakanim were all approving of you, but probably behind your back they were like, this guy's out of his mind. He's 10 years old.
Really?
At any rate, you don't know what's going on when you're 10 years old. You have no, your memory is very foggy, so you can't bring a raya from a kata. You know, the situation could have been very different than you remember it. So it's not a good raya. At any rate,
you're saying he read the Megillah?
What? He read the Megillah, the Corinthia.
You can't get a raya about a katan from a katan.
Correct.
Who is telling the story firsthand.
Right. Correct. Tanya,
really,
we have
this like, did he really have the status of a geezer?
What?
Did he really have the status of a geezer?
He had the status of a geezer at that time. I think he did. Anyway, Tanya says to Gemara, oh, so this is appropriate for your wife. This is the second Tanya that we've had.
Right.
That's fantastic. You can tell your wife. This is batim for her. Tanya.
I don't know. We have a second Tanya, actually. I don't know if she's interested in that.
What?
I don't know if she's interested. We have a second Tanya, actually.
She has officially been barred from the arm.
Okay. Tanya, we learned that a brace. This is a before. It's just unbelievable.
You shouldn't have been on
that. Tanya, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says, Katna, you see, I was a Katan, the Karati Alamalim Rebbe Yehuda. I read the Megillah when I was a Katan. I read it in front of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda is the one who says it's mutter. Amr lo, so the Chacham said to him, that's not a good raya either. Ein mevien raya min a matir. You can't bring a raya from somebody who's being matir. In other words, when you have one guy who's being matir, and you have Rov Chachamim who are in disagreement, so you can't say that just because Rabbi Yehuda's Matir, it's all of a sudden that's a good reason to be Matir. So we're not going to be a riot from Rebbe. He says the Gemara, why did they tell him...
I don't understand, being Matir, what do you mean?
He was Matir, you're saying ain bevin raya min hamatir. You can't bring a raya that what you did of as a katan was okay from a matir, from a person who is matir reading the Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda himself is matir reading the Megillah. Rebbe says, when I was young, I read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Yehuda. That seems to be a raya that the person can read the Megillah as a katan. So the Gemara says, yeah, but ein mevi'in raya min hamatir. You can't bring a raya from a person who himself is matir when everybody else is against them. If one person is matir and everybody else is against them, you can't bring a raya from that. So it's not a good raya that a katan can read.
That's not because of the previous braisa.
No, that's not because of the previous tanya, I think you mean. But yes, it's not because of it. This is irrespective of the previous. But, says the Gemara, v'leim rulei, why didn't they say to him, ein b'vien rayim en akatan? In the previous Gemara, we said that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when I was a katan, I read in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim, and nobody said to me, akiu huzeh, so that should be a raya that it's good. They said to him, well, yeah, but you're able to be a raya in a katan. So why now, in this braisa, when Rebbe says, when I was a katan, I read in front of Rebbe Yehuda, and he didn't say a kihuzeh, why are you saying that, well, they said to him, yeah, but you can't bring a raya from a matir. Why didn't they say to him, you can't bring a raya as a katan? You were a katan. And they say to him the same objection that the previous braisa said.
Maybe it's two different levels of katanim.
Maybe there are two different levels of katanim.
Maybe he was katan with Gilchino.
Maybe he was.
Who was the first one? Rabbi Yehuda?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't with Gilchino when he read it to the Megillah.
Maybe.
Could be.
It could be. I don't know. But the Gemara does not go there. Oh. The Gemara instead says, Chada ve'od ka'amrulei. Gemara says, yeah, they said him that, and they said to him a further thing. In other words, Chada, one thing that they said to him was, the katan hayisa, that you were a katan, the ode, and furthermore, afilu gadol hayisa, even if you were a gadol, it still wouldn't work, because ein mevi'in rayim en a matir. He's breaking rayim from a matir. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, yeah, they really did say to him, you can't bring a rayim from a katan. But their point in saying that ein mevi'in rayim en a matir was that even if you were a gadol, it still wouldn't have worked because you can't bring a raya from one guy who is going against many, many big guns, if you will. So that's what the Gemara meant. But Enochanami, he was a katan, and Enochanami is a katan, his memory is blurry, and we cannot accept the blurry memory of a katan as a raya.
Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right?
Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Yeah?
No.
Rabbi Yehuda, what?
Rabbi or Rabbi Yehuda?
Normally in the middle.
Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. I stand corrected.
Sorry, who is it?
Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. Is it Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi? Yeah, it is. Normally in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi.
That's what I was thinking
of. Huh? Rabbi is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Okay. Here we go. Next
so the
mission.
Speed and bet should just be called
Rebbe. Is the
should
one
just be called Rebbe, not Rebbe Yehuda Anasi.
Okay, very good. It's a very good kasha, and I have an answer for you. Next mission. But
Rebbe is the one who is saying this, that he read the Megillah's cutlet.
He's getting good at this.
Him? Yes.
Yeah, him.
So you're talking about get big guns. He's also a pretty big gun.
Yeah, he's pretty good big gun.
So,
he's pretty big gun.
You can't just dismiss
but
it.
I didn't dismiss him. The market. I wouldn't have the right to dismiss them. The Gemara dismissed them outright, so I have no problem with it. Next Mishnah. Ein Koranis a Megillah. We cannot read the Megillah. Vilo Malin, and we cannot do Bris Milah. Vilo Tovlin, and we cannot go to the Mikveh. This is talking about Keneged Yom. We will discuss what a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom is. But, briefly, you have 11 days in between a menstrual cycle in which she is considered Tahora. Should she see dam during that time, she's considered a shomeris yom keneged yom, which means she watches, she keeps one day of tahara, she counts one day of tahara against the day of tumah. That day that she sees dam is considered a day of tumah, and she watches a day against that day. So for every day that she is tameh, that she's tameah, she has to count a day. So we'll see exactly when that day stops, but immediately when she sees it, if she sees it at 12 p.m. on a given day in the afternoon, we will see she has to wait that day out, And she has to wait that night out as well, that following night, and then the following day she may go to the mikvah. But we will learn from Psukim that she cannot go to the mikvah at night. She certainly cannot go that day. She cannot even go that night. She's got
to
count.
Why go to the mikvah at night?
But just not that night.
She can go that night. Exactly. I'm correct. Exactly. You're correct. She can go at night, but she cannot go that night. So she may go the following day, and then if she misses that day, she may go at night as well. It is not to exclude, very good, it is not to exclude a night tevila, but just to say that that night she may not go to the mikvah.
Once Allah Shachar comes in the morning, she
women,
can go.
Women, where Anita, what?
Once Allah Shachar comes the next morning, she can go?
Once Allah Shachar comes, then yes. Is it Alosa Shachar? Is it Netzachama? That's going to be the subject of the next Gemara, okay? Of the Gemara that we're going to be seeing on Thursday. Good point. But for now, we're going to assume that it is, it is Netzachama. The Gemara here, the Mishnah here is going to mention it. She cannot go to the mikvah until Netzachama. The kulon sha'asu mishalam udashachar kasher. But if they do it mishalam udashachar, meaning from Alos, then it's kosher. So really, ideally, netzachama. But if you do it from alos, then it's okay. Why? Because alos is still considered, as we will see on Thursday, alos is still considered daytime. It's only because we don't know exactly when alos, when the daytime starts, so then we're for safety, to be safe, we wait until netzachama. But really, alos is our start.
It's still very dark though, alos yourself.
Still very large, very, very night. So you've been there. You've been there and you have done that.
As on the train, we have a minion that davens sometimes before nates.
Before nates.
And I say to the guys, I say, we're davening at night still. You know?
My flight next Tuesday is going to be at 6:55 a.m. My plan is to daven at after alos. Because netzachama is going to be right around 6:20, I'm thinking, in Tel Aviv. Or Lud. So, what?
I want to talk to you about this after this year.
Okay.
Did
I say something? What?
Never mind. I don't want to waste people's time.
Yeah, that's right.
Should be around 6:20. I mean, Lud is a little bit different than Beit Shemesh, but I'm assuming it's around 6:20, give or take. And they're going to be boarding around 6:25, 6:30. So I'm not gonna risk it.
Can't you dive on the plane?
I can dive on the plane, but it's not kishmak. I think I'd rather. I'll ask Rav Milanowitz what he would prefer me to do. But I think if I could daven at Alos, if I could put on my tefillin at Mishayakir, and then
my seat the last time I had
it. Okay, very good. Does everybody else want to chime in as to when they daven the chakras in the plane?
I hate davening on the airplane, and I do everything that I possibly can to avoid it.
I am
and
with
it
you.
It makes me uncomfortable, and I think that it makes everybody else uncomfortable. Yeah. And
yes,
I've done it in non-Jewish areas, and I thought that I was going to get like shot, like in Istanbul.
Yeah, well, Istanbul, you will get shot. That is a guarantee.
Yeah.
It's a guarantee. That is the reason I did not book my flight on Turkish, because the way back coming from Dulles, you can only go on a flight that has you davening on the plane, and I don't want to get shot.
Yeah,
so I value my life more than...
I've been told getting shot is not very good for your health.
Right, exactly.
It depends on where you get shot.
As my father used to say, one nuclear bomb can ruin your whole day. That's
a couple of questions. Number one, I don't know how to segue this into this, but Megillah. We read the Megillah at night.
Okay, we're in the middle of a plane ride here. But okay,
on a side note, I 40% of the time I daven outside the plane, 60% of the time I daven in the plane. So,
Acorn, it's Megillah. What's your question?
Because doesn't it say we're not supposed to daven? I do these items things at night.
Ah, very good. So this is where the Gemara picks up. This guy's on a roll tonight. This is where the Gemara picks up.
This is supposed to be your...
Wait, we had a Mishnah that says all of these things need to be done at daytime. So now says the Gemara, Minalan, how do we know that the Kriyas HaMegillah must be done during the day? The Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, V'hayamim ha'elan is Karmen Asim. It says in the Megillah, Hayamim ha'ela, these days are to be remembered and to be performed. So we see that Kriyas HaMegillah is during the daytime, says the Gemara. Bayom in balayla lo. So you see, there's no Kriya at night, says the Gemara. Wait a minute. Leimati havi tiyufta de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Isn't this a question on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that we learned earlier? Da'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi learned, and we. Wait a minute. You just said a Yom Ha'elan is Karmen Asim. So you got to do it in the day. You can't do it at night. You can't. What's the pshat? So says the Gemara, Ki katani adiyom. No. When did the Mishnah say that you have to start the Kriyas Megillah at Amud HaShachar and you have to done it during the day? That's only talking about the Kriya of the day. Meaning the Kriya of the night, Pashut, you do it at night. The Chiddush here is that the Kriya of the day cannot be done any earlier than Alos HaShachar. That's your earliest starting point. But we're not saying that you can't read the Megillah at night, that there is no such thing as a Kriya of Megillah at night. We're simply saying the Kriya of Megillah of the day must be done during the day. So, that's it.
The other items bunch with are specific to the day.
Yes. Yes, for the most part.
Not Megillah. Then.
Correct. Since Megillah has two zmanim. Megillah has a zman, meaning there's a kriya. There's a kriya which is a mitzvah bifnei atzma at night, and the kriya bifnei atzma during the day. We're talking about the kriya of the day. We're not even discussing the kriya at night. We at night, of course, it has to be done at night. Okay. Says the Gemara v'lomalin, we don't do bris milah at night. D'chsev u'bayom ha'shmini yimol. Says on the eighth day, you gotta do milah. That's pashut. V'lo tovlin v'lomazin, you cannot do tevila, and you cannot do the hazah and a mace. D'chsev, it says, v'yizah ha'tahor ala tameh. It says you have to do the tahor person has to do hazah, sprinkling on the tameh person. Bayom ha'shvi'i, on the seventh day, so we see that the hazah has to be done on the day. V'iskish tevila la'azaya, and we know that there's a hekesh between tevila and hazaya because the pasuk says, V'izah ha'tahor ala tamei bayom ha'shvi'i v'rachatz b'saro b'mayim. Sorry, v'rachatz b'mayim. So we see that there's a rechitzu b'mayim, which is the tevila, which is in the same pasuk as the hazah. So just as the hazah must be done bayom ha'shvi'i, bayom, so too, the juxtaposed tevila must be done during the day.
Why are we taking for granted that bayom is the day per se when Jewish day starts at night? Why are we taking for granted that the word yom in the pasuk means?
Because had the pasuk meant that you could do it at night, without, it could have easily said v'yizah hator al tamei bashvi'i, on the seventh. And we would think that the seventh would be the start of the seventh day, which is the night. The fact that it says Bayom is, thank you for fleshing that out, the fact that it says Bayom, or it's unnecessary to say Bayom, is to teach you that it's Dafka Yom.
Good point.
The Chayn Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So too we got the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Keneged, meaning respective to the day in which she sees Tamei Dam, she has to a ziva. She has to wait an additional day. Lo titbol al shetanetzachama. She's got to wait until netzachama the chule. Then she could even do it from malos. Says the Gemara Pshita. Well, that's obvious. Why is it obvious? Because maishno shomeres yom keneged yom. Why should a shomeres yom keneged yom who has to go to the mikvah mikol chayvei tevilos? We said before that somebody going to the mikvah, learned out as a juxtaposition from the hazah, also has to do it during the day. So why is it Shomeres Yom who's going to the mikvah any different than anybody else going to the mikvah daytime? Hello. So why are you singling out of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom? It's the same din l'chola. Says the Gemara, not exactly, you see. Because it's drift. We do need to Shomeres Yom because she has a little bit of a chiddush going on here. Because Sakadai Techamina, I might think that what? Tihave Kiri'ir Rishono Shel Zav. We might think that this Shomeres Yom, Keneged Yom, has the same din as a Zava Ketana, meaning somebody who sees one seminal emission. If you see one, I shouldn't say it's a seminal emission, that's a Balkari. A Zava is somebody who sees an emission of some kind of flow. It's unclear exactly what the flow is, what the liquid is. There's a machlokes, whether it's a white liquid, whether it's a kind of a translucent type of liquid. There's some kind of fluid coming out of oso makom. Don't know exactly what the ziva is, but suffice it to say you have some kind of fluid. And that is, if you have if you have a ziva, if you see one time, then we might think that this Shomer is Yom Keneged Yom, who also sees one time, she sees the flow one time, and she would have the same din as this Zav, as this person who sees one flow.
I'm just curious, and who paskins, whether it's a Zav or a Keren, who decides that? And they don't bring it to like a Posek, do they? I mean, they don't bring it to a Kohen or anything like that. How do they know what the step, like, how is that determined?
I don't know.
You're looking for a job?
I'm thinking that he would go to a Posek and the Posek would ask him what did it look like? You know, where and if he were to describe it in a way that it seems more like a like Kerry, then he would tell you based on the din of a Kerry that you can essentially go to the mikvah right away. Whereas if it's a Zav, then you have other halachos that pertain to a Zav. And that would be my guess.
You have to have two sightings.
You could be a Zava Katana with one flow.
You sure about that?
Yeah. And a Zava Katana is essentially the same thing as a Baal Keri. Same din.
Okay, same din.
Same din.
Okay.
That's what the Gemara says right now. The Re'ir Rishono Shazav Iskish the Baal Keri. The Re'ir Rishono of a Zav has the same din as a Baal Keri, Dechsiv. Zos Taras Hazav. And so to somebody who has a Sheikh Vazera, meaning a Zav Katana, somebody who sees one Ziva, has the same din as a Balkari. Ma Balkari Tovel Bayom, just like a Balkari does Tevila during the day, meaning on that day that he sees it, 10 minutes later he can go right into the mikvah, and he's going to be Torah that night. So too, Hainami Litbo Biome, so too the Zav can go to the mikvah right away, has the same din as a Baal Keri. And we might think, therefore, that the Sheikh, that the Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom is exactly the same. Because she saw one flow, so why should she be any different than a Zav who sees one flow? And a Zav is like a Baal Keri, where you can go to the mikvah right away on that day. It says the Gemara Vahabi Amama Lo Matzi Tavla, but she can't go on that day. Why? Dichsiv, because she has a special pasuk by her. It says, Kol Yemei Zova, all the days of her flow, and we learn from Kol Yemei that includes, the Kol Yemei includes a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Kol Yemei Zova, Kimishkav Nidasa Yihiela. She is like a Nida, Yihiela. And the pasuk learns from Yihiela that Balayla Mihas. From Yihi Allah, we learn that she has the same din as a Nida. So she has to wait until the nighttime. So says the Gemara, Balayla mihas liyavid miksa shimor v'titbo. I might think, therefore, that she can wait until the nighttime. The nighttime will be a miksa shimor. There's a partial day. Miksas hayom kakulo. And therefore, once the night kicks in, she waits 1 minute or 1 second, and she can go to the mikvah right away. So I might think that she should be eligible to go to the mikvah at night, even though she's not quite like a Baal Keri who can go during the day that he sees it, because she's Kol Yamei, she is like a Nida, so she has to wait until the nighttime. So I might think, great, nighttime comes, she can go to the mikvah right away. Kamash Malan, that no, she can't. Why? Because Kaven Debaya Svira, since she has to count a day, the Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom is making her count. Based on the Pasuk of Yihi Allah, she has to count. Like a Nida has to count 7 days, she has to count. She has a Svira, a requirement of Svira, and Svira be a Mamahi. And Svira has to be done during the day, as it says, V'safra la Shivas Yomim. She has to count 7 days. So it's not enough that the Shomeres Yom waits, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom waits until nighttime. She can't do it on that day like a Baal Keri, because we have the pasuk of Kol Yemei Ziva, Kol Yemei Zova, Kimishkav Nida. So she's got to wait like a Nida until nighttime, but she can't even do it at nighttime. Why? Because she has a requirement of Svira, and the Svira must be done during the day. She's got to do a Svira of a Yom Keneged the Yom. Therefore, she's got to wait until daytime to do the Svira, and on that day, after the Svira, she can then go to the mikvah. And that's Svira, how we learn that Shomer HaSiyom must wait until the daytime.
Svira meaning what? She
counts a day. She just does a...
In other words, let's say Nate's hits.
Really?
Nate Hitch, she just says, this is my day, and that's it. Yeah.
Do any Badik or
anything. Yeah. Lechora, the sphere has to be Badibor. There has to be some kind of sphere of Bepeh. But Lechora, I think there's a machlokis about that, but does a sphere requires a, does it have to be just a cognitive sphere, or does it have to be a verbal acknowledgement? But either way, it's got to be definitely done during a day, after which point, she can then go to the mikvah, and that concludes that Chaf Amud Aleph, and that was a doozy. That one was...
That was the shortest share of your...
Back to the airplane.
Is that a bracha?
25 minutes share.
That's like one of those like 12-minute Daf Yomi share.